Gemara in Brachas tells us if one intentionally misses tefillah, there is no tashlum. Remember, if you shogeg, you can make up. What about if you're an anus? So, you know, because we say onus rachmana patre. Is onus rachmana patre your putter from the chiyuv, or your putter from the onus? If you're putter from the chiyuv, so there's no tashrumin. If you're putter from the onus, but the chiyuv is still there, so there would be tashrumin. So, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, he quotes a machokas achronim. There's a machokas achronim in the Taz and the Prisha. If you miss mincha ba'ones or miss a tefillah ba'ones, is your tashrumin. That's the machlokes achronim. So Rabbi Chanan writes, it's a mistake. There shouldn't be any machlokes achronim because it's a mefurish gemara. The gemara says in Pesachim, Sadi beiz amid beiz, that if a person, we know there's a machlokes Rav Nassan and Rebbe, whether Regal with Neyat Pesach Sheni is Regal with Neyat Smoa Tashrum and Rishon and Af Kamina. If a Ger Shadiskaya is someone who converts between Pesach Rishon or a Katan becomes a Gadol, so according to Rebbe Yechayev and according to Rav Nassim, you'd be Pata because it's you weren't Chayev, there's no Tashrumin. So when the Gemara brings down, the Mishnah brings down, if your own is on Pesach Rishon, Yechayev on Pesach Sheni. It's not saying according to everyone. It's not saying nothing to do with the machlokas of Rego b'fnei atzmo or not. So the Rav Chanan writes, it's pashut to him that if one is, so we know if you're an honest on Pesach Rishon, Yechayev on Pesach Sheni, so too if you're an honest on Tefillah, Yechayev. And that's a whole discussion. There's a rush by tefillah that someone, let's say it's an onein, so the rush discusses if you're an onein, if you're an onus on tefillah, it's us at the daven, and therefore there's no tashrumin. So the Dagon Rav writes, that's only if you're onus kol hazman. But if you're onus only for some of the time, so therefore you could have davened it for the first 2 hours, and therefore there is tashrumin. And in fact, Rabbi Chanan says it's not even a case of onus here, because even it's true I'm an onus on Yudalad Nisan, but in Yudalad Yer I'm chayev. So it's only you're only an onus if it's the whole zman. But here anyway, you're chayev on Yudalad Iyar, so it's not an issue. That's the Rabbi Chanan by Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, a mefurish Mishnah, Yechayev. If you're an anas, ben Rav Nassim, ben Rav Yin, and that's the same halakha regarding tefillah as well. And it's independent of the general chakir of onas rachmana patre or not, whether you're chayev, whether you're pater from the chiyev, so then there wouldn't be tashrumin. That's how you look at an onin, he's pater from the chiyev, or he's chayev, but there's tashrumin. And that's also as well, there's another Rav Yosef Engel. We want to say that independent point that based on Tosis and Baba Basudaf Yud Gimel, when you do onus rachmana patri, he wants to say it depends. He wants the machal between the mitzvah pru rabu and the mitzvah was shavus. You say when it comes to pru rabu, the mitzvah beinu one makom. So when it comes to beinu one makom, so therefore onus rachmana patri, your patri even from the chiyuv. But he claims was shavus your service. Society, you need people to live. It's a beinu machavero. So Bina Machavero is result-oriented. So therefore, it's true you might be putter from Onesh, but you still have the Chiyah because the person still needs your help. So that was a general Chakira by Onesh Rachmana Patre and Rav Yosef Engel Chiddish Chiyah when she made Anam Makam and Machavero because it's result-oriented. That's a Rav Shlomo Zalman. That's a Mitzvah Spichas Kavana. It's only a Mitzvah Anam Makam, but it's result oriented, even if you didn't have perhaps Takavana. It's the same. That's the issue here. We have an onus between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, as well as an onus by Tzvila, that one is Chayev in Tashrumin, as long as for sure if you're in earnest the whole time. So if you're in the case of Pesach Sheni Yechayev and Yedal Iyar, so it's not an issue. But regarding the Dogum Revav and the Rush, regarding it only by Tefillah, if you're earnest the whole time, so then you could argue that you're exempt. But if you're Chayev in between, so then you'd be Chayev in Teshuvah.